Now this Buffalo team, what's the threat that they bring?
Well, they've got some great offensive talent. We're going to have to stay disciplined, stay out of the penalty box, because they've got a lot of guys that have the potential to put pucks in the back of our net. I think they're a team that has been hit with a little bit of bad luck. I think they're a better team than their record shows. I think they're coached well. Their structure's strong, but they've had a hard time finding wins, and we don't want that to come against us tonight.
The hallmark of your team has been doing the right things consistently. Is there a threat of that kind of going by the wayside when you're playing a team that's so low in the standings?
Well, there always is, but you know, that's something that we've worked on all season. Yeah, I know you've heard Paul talk about the, you know, take each day. And that's what we've been doing. We're talking about Buffalo yesterday. We've been talking about them today, and that's kind of where our mindset is. It's not about their record. It's not about how they've been playing. It's about getting our level of play back to where it needs to be able to dominate at this level.
With Mark gone and Mathieu goes off your line, in your opinion, what has worked so well with this team in that you can move guys around, new guys come in, but same level of success seems to fall?
Well, yeah, with Maddie and our Army on my line there, they've got a lot of offensive upside. You know, they can kind of be thrown in anywhere in the lineup and be successful. I give Matthias and Dano a ton of credit with their work ethic. Not playing in games, a lot of bag skates, a lot of workouts. It gets hard on you mentally, but they pushed through it. They're great team players, and you know, I'm happy that they're playing well. They came in the lineup and they're in good shape and doing what they need to do.
Talked with Paul about this yesterday. It would be interesting to get your perspective, but for those guys to perform the way they have and, like you said, stick with it the way they have it, is that a testament to Paul, you know, holding
the
right?
Oh, for sure.
Positive reinforcement?
Yeah, it starts with Paul, and he goes through the whole coaching staff, because the assistant coaches are the ones working with those players individually the most, you know, after practice, longer time on the ice. And then credit to the leadership guys in this room, too, keeping them feeling part of it and understanding that every team has role players that have to go through that and pushing them to push the regulars every day in practice.
Matt, more on Buffalo. You've been in dressing rooms before. A team sort of got it handed to them last night in Minnesota. Does that potentially make them even more dangerous? They're coming here probably a little ticked off.
Yeah, for sure. They're going to come out and play with a lot of emotion tonight, a lot of energy. So we need to be ready to play. We need to bring our A game.